The bruising battle over the debt ceiling, which passed the House on Capitol Hill last night and goes to the Senate today, illustrates for some how freshman Republican members of Congress have changed the business of politics in Washington. Massachusetts Democrats in the House tell WBUR they feel frustrated with what they say is a new, polarizing reality that's left them with less clout and little ability to move legislation. In a few minutes, we'll hear what the Tea Party has to say about these assertions. But first, WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports from Capitol Hill.
Democrats in Congress say members of the Tea Party, most of whom consider themselves Republicans, are to blame for bringing the country to the brink of default. And members of the Massachusetts delegation to the U.S. House, all of whom are Democrats, are angry. Here's Congressman Jim McGovern.
I think it is inexcusable that, you know, a small group of Republicans held this country hostage, you know, and almost forced us into default, you know, over some ideological purity that they chose to, you know, hang on to.
In the debt ceiling bill, Tea Party Republicans have got most of what they wanted: no new taxes, cuts that exceed the debt limit, and consideration of a balanced budget amendment. Representative John Tierney says this will make the Tea Party feel empowered.
Now we've apparently established it that if one party is extreme enough and willing to go to the brink enough and be crass enough to take somebody else over the cliff, then I guess they're going to try to rule the roost here. I think that's a dangerous precedent.
Representative Michael Capuano, who's been in Congress for 12 years, says established members used to persuade new members to vote a certain way by giving them an earmark for a pet project in their district. But Republicans reformed earmark spending, and Capuano laments the change.
There are no more earmarks to buy those members who might be open to that. So they have unilaterally disarmed in ways to influence people, so it leaves people even further in their corner with their philosophical viewpoints. And we all have them. I have very strong philosophical viewpoints, and if that is all I'm voting on, it's my way or no way, there'll never be a compromise on anything. There'll be no progress in this country ever on any issue.
Capuano says there are 25, maybe 30, Tea Party Republicans holding sway over U.S. House Speaker John Boehner. And Capuano is upset because he says the Republican leaders don't appear interested in compromising with Democrats. Instead, he says, they're choosing to work with what he calls the extreme right. Massachusetts Congressman Stephen Lynch agrees. He says Tea Party members are pushing their platform at the expense of compromise, and this threatens to sideline the Massachusetts delegation.
One-on-one, they seem to be, you know, fairly bright and engaged. The problem is on this, they've signed, for those members, they've signed a pledge never to raise taxes or never to support a measure that contains an increase in taxes, which they also define as closing any loophole in a tax.
The Republicans control the House, and this showdown over the debt limit shows they're listening to the Tea Party, says Congressman Barney Frank.
And what I'm afraid of is that they are the dominant ones in the Republican Party right now.
Congressman Frank says the Tea Partiers have sabotaged the legislative process.
These people think Americans are wrong, that Americans want too much government, that they want Medicare. You know, these people dislike Medicare, but every time they try to dismantle it, they run into a political buzzsaw. They think we're spending too much in education, on Pell Grants for lower-income people to try and get some income equality into our country, or less inequality.
But members of Congress have been through other bruising ideological battles before, the stimulus package, the bank bailout, to name a couple. And they've always found a way to come back and work with each other. But now, some members of the Massachusetts Democratic House delegation question whether the shift in tone and style means compromise will be a thing of the past. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov in Washington.